The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sister sent a message to Jesus, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." But when Jesus heard it, he said, "This illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to Jesus, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and are you going to go there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of sunlight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble because they see the light of this world. But those who walk at night stumble because the light is not in them." After saying this, Jesus told them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to awaken him." The disciples said, "Lord, if he's fallen asleep, he will be all right." Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought that he was referring merely to sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there so that you may believe, but let us go to him." Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go that we may die with Jesus." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of God." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to Jesus, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When Martha had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when Mary heard it, she got up quickly and went to Jesus. Now he had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Of our loving and ever-present God. Amen. According to Gale O'Day in the New Interpreter's Bible, this passage in John marks a major division in the Gospel of John, a cusp, a point of transition. We see here the last of the signs in John. You remember from your Bible study, there were seven of those. And this is the last. This follows in chapter 10, where we see the end of the public ministry of Jesus. And here we begin the movement in our play toward his final hours, toward his farewell to his beloved disciples, all of them. Toward his trial and his crucifixion. This is the last of the signs in John, and it represents a miracle. And we are called to reflect on what are the challenges we here face in looking into the reality of this miracle and others. How do we feel about miracles? How do we feel about this one? Lazarus dies. He is dead. He is really, most sincerely, dead. He's been 4 days in the tomb. Martha, it seems, understands the nature of decomposition. Lord, already there is a stench. Jesus calls for the stone to be moved. And just like God, whose spirit moved over the waters, spoke, and the world came into being, so does Jesus, who wears upon himself the very mantle of the Creator, speak. Lazarus, come out. And behold, Lazarus emerges from the tomb, fettered and bound by the strips of cloth. Unbind him, Jesus says, and let him go. And the glory of the Lord shone round about him, In him was life, and the life was the light of humankind. And to as many as received him, to as many as believed him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, who indeed were born not of the blood, nor of the will of flesh, but of God. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Creator, full of grace and truth. The miracle is complete. And we here in our day, our 21st century smarts, are called to examine miracles and to recognize that as in this miracle, there is something real in them. The gospel writer John, that lover of metaphor, who gives us the language of the vine, the truth, the way, has given us another metaphor here. The metaphor of resurrection, the image of God in Jesus, who in his incarnation demonstrates that he is with us, my brothers and sisters, in times of suffering, of pain, of death. This story in John prefigures, in fact, the suffering, the pain, and the death of Jesus. In this raising of Lazarus, Jesus stands with Mary and Martha and us. Jesus calls Lazarus. He calls us. And his presence in the grief and loss of Mary, Martha, and the sickness of Lazarus and the death of Lazarus is real. Jesus weeps. He weeps with them. And he weeps with us. This story is at first about loss, I think. It is about losing, and it is about the presence of our loving God in those heart-rending moments of our loss. It is a proof text, I believe, that answers the question, where is God in all this? In our grief, in our loss, Jesus comes to us, and Jesus weeps. Jesus weeps for his beloved. Jesus weeps with us, for us. And Jesus, in his final hour, so prefigured here before us, takes his love for us to the next level, to an almost incomprehensible level. We look through this raising of Lazarus to the crucifixion, the brutality of his execution that Jesus purposefully accepted. The disciples say to him here, "Rabbi, they just tried to stone you. Are you going into the midst of those who would kill you?" To which Jesus says, "I have work to do. I must do it while there is light, so that those in darkness may see and may not stumble and may have light." And they are us. Jesus calls out Lazarus by name. Jesus stands before the tomb, before the layers and trappings of death, of loss. And Jesus grieves his beloved friend, whom he knows so well. He stands with Mary and Martha and with you and with me, whom he knows so well. We are witnesses, my brothers and sisters, to this story. And we are the beloved in this story, whom he knows so well. And I think about our time together, yours and mine. I have come to believe that I have been called here to stand with you in your grief, the grief of loss of your Lawrence 8 months ago, and the loss of the deep-seated trust in the goodness of this country. Our loss is reflected in the wounds in the very social fabric of this nation. These losses have fed each other. Even as we endure and remember other losses which continue to shape us, to form us, to live with us. I have been called here to love you and to weep with you, and I have been given the task of sharing with you the hope that this very story today is giving to us all. And I've been called to leave you when the work is done. See, you will be given another comforter. I'm not Jesus, nor will the one who is coming be Jesus. I do say I'm trying really hard to be his disciples, and I trust that she will too. What has not been hard, my brothers and sisters, is loving you. Just as this gospel passage is a turning point in the story, so are we together here in this place at the cusp, at a point of transition in our relationship. We have resurrection before us. We have new life ahead of us. We have redemption to look forward to. Let us in this hour, and just for a moment, then, look inward at our grief. Let us look at our loss. Let us hear the voice of Jesus calling each of us out of our loss. Let us hear Jesus, who knows us and loves us as much as he knows and loves Lazarus and Mary and Martha, who promises to be with us, who will never leave us comfortless, who calls us to love each other. Let Jesus call us out of our grief, out of our pain, out of our suffering, to new life. We are to believe him, my brothers and sisters. He is telling us that we will see the glory of God, that in this glory is a new creation, a new commandment, a new life. He knows that God always hears him. John says, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, for us, for the beloved gathered here, for you, for me, so that we may believe just who it was who sent him. I invite you now to pray with me. I will come to you in the silence. I will lift you from all your fear. You will hear my voice. I claim you as my choice. Be still and know I am here. I am hope for all who are hopeless. I am eyes for all who long to see. In the shadows of the night, I will be your light. Come and rest in me. Do not be afraid, I am with you. My
have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine. I am strength for all the despairing, healing for the ones who dwell in shame. All the blind will see, the lame will all run free, and all will know my name. Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine. I am the word that leads all to freedom. I am the peace the world cannot seem to give. I will call your name, embracing all your pain. Stand up now, walk and live. Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you.